You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world? You've got Nightline with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Pete and Greg Fun Show. Should we... Is that better than Nightline? I don't know. The Pete and Greg Fun Show? Does that have any... Will that resonate?
They're not going to make new graphics at this point.
Welcome back. We had a lot of fun. Hour number one, talking to our new friend, Henry Redman, who is a Wisconsin Examiner reporter, talking about PFAS. That is all available in hour number one in podcast form. If you go to civicmedia.us, you can also hear Greg and I talking a little bit about cold cuts, talking to Dom about this and that. Dom, we're doing a pretty good job of including you. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, you definitely are. Yeah, okay. I feel involved, and I'm excited to be. I'm always excited to be on this show. All right, I always have the hype.
Okay.
All right,
checking. Just checking in with you.
So the check did clear. Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah,
all right.
Correct.
Good to know.
Oh, lots of fun coming up this hour, too. Comedian Kristen Toomey will be here. The very funny Kristen Toomey.
Yes.
I will say, Greg, one of my best friends is comedian Mike Toomey. They're both Chicagoans. No relation, as I understand it. And I just became familiar recently with Kristen Toomey's comedy stylings, and she is hilarious.
If there was another one with the same last name, it wouldn't be Toomey, it would be Threemey, right? It'd be like...
Do you still do stand-up?
No.
Threemey. John Threemey. I love that. That's a three-tiered show right there. Headliner, middle act, and
Peach
and opener.
Boom.
So we did that. What else did we do, Greg? We did the question of the night. We had a little, our big three things. It's all available, folks, if you want to catch the first hour. So go to civicmedia.us. Our Dom, I think it's time we got to reintroduce our question of the night.
Pregunta.
Well, it is National Cold Cut Day, and it's about time. So how do you feel about cold cuts, and what is your favorite, if you have one?
How do you feel about cold cut meats?
Yeah! The cured meats. It's a whole family. I'm going to be honest. I put on social media no cold cuts. I don't ever have to eat them. I don't think they're particularly healthy. Not that I'm a picture of health, but I do... I love a good, if it's made in the right deli with some good Italian seasoning or dressing or something, I love a good cold cut sandwich, but I never make it at home. I never make a sandwich like that at home. Oh, what about you, Greg? I don't know.
I don't make a lot of sandwiches at home anymore, but when I did, I would always, it would usually be a turkey or a nice slice of London broil, which is a cold cut. I feel like people sleep on.
That's not a cold cut, is it?
It's not. It's a piece of shaved meat. I mean, it looks like every other piece of shaved.
Good.
Yeah, a piece of London broil with a slice of Munster. Oh my goodness gracious! I also grew up every single day in school, Monday through Friday. I always had a bologna sandwich, so I'm adept at the bologna. But now, for me, I would say because I don't partake in cold cuts a lot, I always gravitate towards a good pastrami. I love a pastrami.
I do too. I will say, like, I say cold cuts kind of gross me out, but if you heat it up, like an Italian beef sandwich, forget about it. Love it. Pastrami, a good Reuben sandwich. It's the cold, because I'm with you. Like, when I was growing up, I had a bologna sandwich, and at some point, I just looked at it, and I went, that's really gross. And I don't know when that happened, but hey, Dom, do we have that clip? To me, okay, first I want to preface this by saying the word bologna is funny.
Because it's not spelled the way it sounds.
It just it's
bologna.
Bologna. So one of my funniest TV characters singing about bologna. Here you go, Dom.
My bologna has a first name. It's H-O-M-E-R. My bologna has a second name. It's H-O-M-E-R.
That's it.
He's just so stupid.
Look at you. What's funny is that I grew up with the bologna sandwiches, you know, the packaged bologna you got at the grocery store. Yeah. But it wasn't until last year when I went to Memphis, Tennessee, and I had a bologna sandwich barbecued like Tennessee style. And it was, yeah, it was like nearly an inch thick bologna. It was just, it was amazing. And I wanted to eat like, and they were not cheap. And I was like, I ate it and I said, I want another one right now. It was so, so, so good. Bridget listening right now, texting in, saying turkey breast with mayo and veggies. Okay.
Oh yeah. I could roll with that.
I like that. I like that a lot. Stacy Sue Johnson says shaved hard salami. That just doesn't.
That sounds horrible.
Hey, Stacy, live your life.
I know.
You enjoy that.
I shouldn't say that. I think mustard is the savior of cold cuts because that's what I used to have on bologna. And to me, the mustard was such a pungent taste that mm-hmm. I could muscle down the bologna. But yeah. Like I said, hard salami or salami, it's got the little white specks in it that's basically fat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that I was kind of like, but like I said, you put a piece of cheddar cheese or some mustard on that, it's outstanding. JB Thompson on the stream says, is there a national day for everything? Yes.
Yes. Yep.
He says, cold cut platter was the predecessor to pizza for company award parties. Thank you for all that. Thank you for all that you do. Enjoy a bologna sandwich. That's
yeah,
so horrible.
Right. Pete's been working here for 35 years. Here's a watch and a sandwich.
It's a bologna sandwich.
Trumpet and then, Joe.
Oh, sorry. Go
Crackus. Crackus ham. Oh, Crackus ham. That's a high end type of ham. That's like Boar's Head type of ham. Crackus ham.
I don't think I know that.
Yeah, it's a label.
Yeah. Okay.
But we have some calls on the line too. We got Ollie in the Northwoods. Ollie, good to hear from you, friend. What say you about the question of the night?
Well, Pete stole my answer. I was going to sing you the Oscar Mayer song.
Please do. Come on, Ollie. You can still sing it.
My baloney has a first name. It's B-O-L-G-N-A. My baloney has a second name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Yeah. Thank you, Ollie. We needed that.
That was much better than Homer Simpson, Ollie. Well done.
Thank you so much, Ollie. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in.
I love Ollie.
There are some on here, the list. So, like, olive loaf is considered a cold cut. Liverwurst, I cannot do liverwurst. Sorry, I grew up with...
Like the pimento loaf.
No.
What is appealing
disgusting.
About that? What was going on in the boardroom? We've got a really gross meat here. Let's put something even grosser to take away the attention from the gross foundation of the sandwich. I don't understand.
Guys, we have a problem here. We have a ton of ham laying around, and not the good ham either. It's shiny, sweaty ham. And we have about 32 pounds of olives, green pimento-stuffed olives. What do we do? And then one guy in the back goes, get ready to start printing money.
Blender.
Yeah.
Dave on the stream says hard salami or pastrami. Yeah, those are probably my two. That's a good choice, Dave.
I love it. But what's also on this list? I'm gonna look it up right now while we take another call. Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Cindy, what say you about cold cuts?
Well, I usually turn mine into a hot cut because I make a ham and cheese grilled ham and cheese.
There you go. Delicious. Yeah.
That's the best thing to do to a cut that is cold. Cook it. Make it hot.
Make it a hot cut. Yeah. I like a good. Henry was talking about it before. I love a good panini. You just like there's something about a panini. Yeah. It's super, super delicious. One of the things that is listed because I looked it up on the Googles, and it said, "Thank you so much, by the way, Cindy, for calling.
Thank
really
you,
appreciate
Cindy.
Hearing from you." Types of common cold cuts is also head cheese.
Oh, that's really gross.
Which. Do you know what head cheese is, Dom? By the look on your face, you don't.
No, I was just going to ask, what is head cheese?
Would you like a definition of what head cheese is, my friend?
Yes, give it to me.
Do you have a bucket
yes.
around you?
Or a puke bag.
Yeah, something like that. Or just in your hand or into your thrifted sweatshirt there.
Just don't puke on the board.
This is a definition by the Googlers. Head cheese is a tureen of meat jelly made from flesh of a calf's or pig's head set in aspic and is not a dairy cheese.
Somehow, no. What you just described is not as gross as the word head cheese.
Yeah. I don't know. Terrine, aspic, jelly. No, thank you. But yeah, it's
you
a cold cut.
Mix those.
Yeah, it's a cold cut.
Mike Desitel on social media says, I'm normally just a bologna guy, but I'll never turn down the cotto salami. You can keep your olive loaf. That's where he draws the line.
Oh, nice.
Tim Baker says, head cheese in all caps. That's very important.
Disgusting.
Dick on social media says, my bologna is a first name. It's O-S-E-A-R. My bologna is a second name. M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every. He just kind of typed the song.
We're going to get sued by the Oscar Mayer company. We're just going to get sued for copyright infringement.
You better.
What do you feel? Okay, so this, to me, I know it's a cold cut, and you know, but to me, it's one of the fanciest of cold cuts, and that is a prosciutto.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's less gross for some reason. I don't know
prosciutto
why.
Prosciutto wrapped around a piece of string cheese.
You know, sounds good. I put string cheese right up there with bologna. I'm not a fan.
I'm sorry, what? What did you just say?
Especially when people eat it, like when they just put it in their mouth like it's a hot dog and take a bite. I understand peeling
it. The things that upset you are so weird.
I'm an
individualist. You're upset by people eating cheese. So, let me get this right, Mr. Individualist. You want everyone to eat string cheese the way you eat it, Mr. Individualist.
No. I don't want to see people eating string cheese, ideally. But if they have to do it, that's what I prefer. And I don't think I'm asking too much.
Senior producer Tucker says, boo, string cheese all the way. Thank you, Tucker. I'm glad you at least have some taste and brains in this operation. My goodness.
Everyone's against me.
I'm on this now. Okay, so yeah. String cheese, you don't like string cheese. You don't like the people who eat string cheese. You don't like kids. Dogs, you like dogs too?
Just not puppies. I like dogs. Oh. I do not like puppies. I got no use for puppies or kittens.
Wow.
Daniel Wheeler on the social media says, much like Happy Gilmore, I enjoy the cold cut combo from Subway. Okay. Sean Boyce says, gabagool, soprano style. Oh, he went. He goes Italian. He makes it ethnic. See what he did there?
Capicola. I always feel like I'm saying capicola wrong and I'm insulting capicola. Italian. But is it because it's just capicola? It doesn't sound like it should be said like that.
That is true. It is actually said like that because I worked at Jimmy John's and that's what they said. They said use capicola. So I know it is capicola. Okay.
Jimmy John's is our barometer for Italian interpretation of culture and food.
Dude, you're Italian too, Dom, and you're deferring to Jimmy John's?
I worked there for so long. I got to keep up with my cold cuts.
Scott on social media says, my wife's comments on my clothing styles are the best cold cuts. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Ian on social media says, the spicy taste of a cold scimitar blade in the guts of me enemies. Yar. Okay, actually, a nice lean corned beef. Oh, I forgot about corned beef.
Yeah, corned beef is always good. Mm-hmm.
He says, every cardiologist within 10 miles of me looks up suddenly when I bite into it and says, there is a disturbance in the force. He had to work Star Wars into it. You had me, Ian, and then you lost me with the Star Wars.
String cheese, kittens, puppies, and Star Wars.
If I had a nickel for every time I sat in a movie theater watching Star Wars and someone was eating string cheese the wrong way, I'd be a rich man. So there you go. We got some. Richard says, bologna. Bologna, bologna, beef. Not the chicken, turkey, Frankenstein version.
I'm so confused by that. Okay. All right. Well, when we come back, the fantastic Kristen Toomey will be here talking about comedy in Chicago. Her show's coming up this weekend, but don't go anywhere. Stick around. You are listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close.
No strangers.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach. Across the table from me, in a manner of speaking, is Mr. Pete Schwabba, and we are here for you on the Civic Media Network. We got Dom Lee in Madison on the ones and twos, and you can be part of the conversation. Call or text. The number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Very happy to have you here tonight. You can also lodge a thought, question, complaint about cold cuts. Pete has many on regarding cold cuts, especially don't get him started on string cheese, apparently, because that's a thing. But
it should just be part of something else. It should be on a cracker or something. Cheese on its own. Like, I had blue cheese today in a salad. It was great. I wouldn't take a fistful of blue cheese and muscle it down, though.
All right.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, this is a whole new facet, a whole new side. Like you are like, you look at plain old cheese by itself. And you're like, get off my property.
Yeah. Not a fan.
All right. Well, maybe you'll be a fan of our next guest. She is a comedian from Chicago. She's appearing this Saturday at Q's Bar and River Deck in Prairie du Sac at 8 p.m. Please welcome to the show Chicago's very own Kristen Toomey. Good evening, Kristen. How are you this evening?
Hello, fellas. How are you? You guys were giving me the meat sweats with all that talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't even be talking either. I had tacos for lunch, and I'm so full, but I'm like, you know what? Pastrami is really delicious.
You said you ate a Chipotle. What's your Chipotle order, Kristen?
Well, today I got a veggie bowl, but normally I get the chicken bowl, but I feel like they're weird with the chicken lately.
What do you mean?
You know, you used to get like one scary piece of
yes.
chicken. And now I feel like the bowls are like 90% the scary pieces. And so I just went full veggie with the black bean today.
Have you gotten their vegan meat option? I can't remember the name of it. But
Impossible.
It's very delicious. I've had it many, many times.
No scary pieces. Maybe I'll check it out. Yeah.
There is nothing worse when you bite into a piece of chicken grizzle that it's kind of like the chicken having the last laugh. It's so horrible. It is the worst feeling. I'm sure there's worse feelings, but I'm with you totally. Veggie all the way, baby.
Nope, that's the worst feeling. Pete Schwabba said it right here. There are no worse feelings than biting into some chicken and being
thoroughly inconvenienced. Here, eat this. Yeah, exactly. Kristen, it's great to have you here. Yeah. Tell us about this show. You got this great show coming up in Prairie du Sac at Q's Bar in Riverdeck, March 7th, as Greg mentioned. What will that be like for people? Do you have a couple comics going up in front of you? Have you worked there before?
I think I have Jim McHugh and Des Mulroney.
Des Mulroney, sure.
Mulroney, yeah. Little cutie. I think he played like Doug Stanhope in a movie, didn't he? Something like that.
He did. It was funny because I played a club owner in that movie.
Did you?
And I used to be a comedian, so I got to take out all my aggression on every club owner I ever did not like. That's who I based the character on. But Des plays the lead role. Stanhope, I guess, is the lead role. Des played his kid. And I was only on the set for like a day, but they were both great. And Des is a good guy, and Stanhope was really funny. So
great, yeah. So he's on the show, and then me. You know, I'll be closing it out. And I have never been to Q's Bar, so I'm excited to head up that way and see how it goes.
How long have you been doing stand up? Because I mean, I got to know you through the Chicago scene long time ago, but I believe you were doing it before I was. How long have you been doing stand up now?
I'm going on 18 years almost.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know, just keeping busy. And this year I had a special come out. It's on Apple TV. It's called Shriller.
Yeah.
People can watch that. It's on Comedy Dynamics. And yeah, it's been going, you know, keeping busy.
Yeah.
Have you worked, do you work Wisconsin frequently or have you been here several times?
I work Wisconsin pretty often. I was just up in West Bend and, you know, I'll do like Kenosha or Madison. But yeah, I love Wisconsin. I feel like I get a great response from the rooms I do and, you know, oh my gosh. So I was booked at this brewery in Kenosha on that Bears Packers game, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I thought no one's going to be at this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull up and it says it's closed for a private event and there's people in there. So I'm thinking, oh, wow, people showed up. I walk in and I notice there's poster boards with pictures of this person all over it. And then I start to notice that people are crying and that there's a projector. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, this is a funeral.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, where am I going to go up? What am I going to open with? And I don't see any other comedians. So I go up to the owner and I said, you know, when does the comedy show start? And he looked at me like, are you insane? This is clearly a funeral. And I got the wrong day.
Oh,
I just showed up at this person's funeral and asked, what time do I go up? And the fact that I was going to do it is the problem.
That's dedication. That's the
comedy way too long where I'm like, what do I open with? You know?
Well, I will say this. If you're having a funeral or a wake or a memorial service in a brewery, I say you are right to go up and say, hey, maybe you weren't booked, but you could even be like, hey, I'll do 15 for you. Get everyone laughing.
Right. I was thinking this person must have really loved comedy. My goodness.
That's so great. And I would have been like, I would have been too embarrassed to say I got the date wrong. I would have said, well, John was a very good friend of mine. Went up, kneeled down, said a prayer, and bailed, you know.
We're going to talk more with Kristen Toomey on the other side of the break, but don't go anywhere. We are here on the Civic Media Network. You are listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. That's us. Dom is in Madison. If you want to give a call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. Let us know about your favorite cold cut. We're still taking information. We're still taking opinions on it, too. I mean, Pete's got a lot of hard opinions on these foods, but...
Forget it.
You know, oh, yeah. He's over.
Or if
he's
have a question for Kristen, let us know.
Yes, of course. Of course. If you want her to play your funeral, that's a possibility. But don't go anywhere. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. My name is Greg Bach, and across the table from me, in a manner of speaking, is Pete Schwabe, and we are here for you until 7 p.m., and you can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. You can always get a hold of us on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform we still call Twitter. Still time to register your thoughts on cold cuts, National Cold Cuts Day. What are your ideas, your likes, dislikes, your very weird beliefs on string cheese? Let us know. I'd love to hear from you. And also, you can also send a question to our guest, comedian Kristen Toomey, is here today. Tonight, she is our second guest this evening. She will be performing at Q's Bar and River Deck in Prairie du Sac this Saturday at 8 p.m. I have been told, though, via the live stream, if you want to get tickets, get them now, because as of today, there are merely 4 seats remaining of this 80-seat venue. Anticipation for the show is building. So... like, basically, it's like a sellout, in my opinion. Like, you're 4 seats away from a sellout, Kristen.
Wonderful. You know, maybe we could sit lap up. I don't know. Sit on someone's lap.
There you go.
That's almost like Zany's, like an 80 seat venue. That's intimate. Do you like that, Kristen? Like, when you're doing comedy, if it's on an outdoor festival or something, do you like a more intimate setting?
Yeah, I do. I think as long as it's not, you know, too intimate. Like, nobody's there.
Like, in your living room,
One time I was doing a club in Peoria, and only one person showed up. So I just sat in the lobby and talked to her for 45 minutes. That was my whole set. But that was, like, 10 years ago. But, I prefer small, like, 80, 100, maybe 200, even up to 3. It's nice. You can still kind of connect with people. But... you know, doing the big rooms, and that's fun every once in a while, just for the thrill of it and, like, the, you know, experience hearing that big laugh. Mm-hmm. But I prefer, you know, anywhere from 50 to 200 is probably the sweet spot.
Yeah. Do you, Pete brought up outdoor festival or something. What does your heart say to you? Like, what happens inside your brain when someone says, oh, the show is outdoors?
Oh, no. Yeah.
or you're opening for a band.
Oh, I've done that. It's so hard.
Yeah.
No, I've done that indoors, even opening for a band is really hard, but outdoors, I remember I did Oddball Festival years ago and they put me on the stage in the parking lot. People are just walking by into the venue and me, and it was like Big Jay Oakerson and, you know, it's a couple other comedians on this parking lot stage, and people are just like glancing over. The laughs are just going into the ether, and
yeah,
pretty, it toughens you up. It's like running underwater. If you can get anything in that situation, you're doing great.
Do you work the road a lot? I remember in the 90s, you could work all year and not leave Chicago. And that was one of the perks to being there, but then nobody ever sees you outside of Chicago. Where do you travel to, and where are your favorite cities to work if you have one?
Well, I do love Chicago. I always feel like I can trust the audience here so much, you know, on new material. And, but I love the Midwest. I mean, I do all the Midwest rooms and enjoy that. I love Canada, Winnipeg. I was just there doing Rumors, which is a fantastic club. And I really like Canadians. I have a little kink for Canadian men. I love them. They're very attractive to me. So I love a Canadian man. And yeah, but I'll go anywhere. That's the thing, anywhere. Mm-hmm. I have to just perform in new places all the time.
I don't mean to belabor the Canadian man thing, but like, what is it about the Canadian man? Is it the educated Canadian man, the guy in the Canadian Rockies? What kind of, cause I work Canada, and I like all Canadians and the men.
Me too. I like the women too, but I think there's just something about their humor that I appreciate, and they're kind, but not weak, you know, kindness is a strength. And I think, and obviously I'm generalizing, but just in my head, I think they're kind of rugged and resourceful in a way that's attractive. Mm-hmm. And I think the way their country is set up, it's just more like compassionate in some ways that I find attractive.
Mm.
Great answer.
Yeah, that's a great. I you know, when it comes to like the hierarchy of the funniest people, I always find that like New Zealanders, Australians, the English, Canadians, people from, they're like a lot of folks from African countries, their humor is just so, there's such a dryness to their humor. Their jokes come out of nowhere and you're just like, oh, that was really funny. And you said that without even like thinking about it. It just came out of your system. Whereas I'm sitting here just like, be the funniest person, be the funny. And I'm never the funniest person ever, but they're just funny by default.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I was just, helping with the stand-up class at DePaul University last night with students there. And as a high school dropout, I always get a kick out of walking in there with a little smirk that I'm helping the professor. But anyway, you know, I was trying to tell the students, like, every comedian or every comic has a rhythm. And I noticed, like, to your point, and it's like finding your own rhythm, and other cultures, their comedy has different rhythms. And if you listen to it, you can hear, like, Australia, they'll have like different pauses and the laughs come in different spots, you know, and it's all over the world. So it's really interesting. And yeah, I think I have an ear for the Canadian one.
Yeah.
Our guest is Kristen Toomey, folks. You can see her at Q's Bar in Riverdeck, March 7th in Prairie du Sec, Wisconsin. Showtime is at 8 p.m. There were 4 seats available about 7 minutes ago. I don't know if they're still available, but move fast, people. You can check out her comedy special, Kristen Toomey Shriller, on Apple TV, and it looks like a few other platforms as well. Who makes you laugh, Kristen? Like, when you're flipping around the dial at night and a comedian comes on, who would you not turn off?
I would, well, there's quite a few, and I'm one of the few comedians that actually probably watches comedy still, even after all these years. I still really need it sometimes, and I admire it and respect it. But I would say Cat Williams is always somebody that makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. I'm just in awe of this guy, Chris Fleming. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's a newer comedian, but you got to look him up. He just had a special come out on HBO a couple of days ago. It's doing fantastic. But I saw him on my birthday in a small room at Lincoln Lodge last year when he was running his hour the night before he taped it. And he's just so brilliant. And so he is definitely somebody that you should look out for and check out.
Who outside of comedy are the people you go to for the funniest world? Like, you know, is it parents? Is it kids? Is it, you know, friends? Like, I find that making my family laugh so hard is like the best thing for me. Like, it's, I love making an audience laugh, but making my family laugh, I'm like, oh, I think I might be funny because they're laughing and I'm not even trying right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'll make a lady at the grocery store laugh. I love to laugh. That's how I connect with people. I really feel close to somebody if I'm laughing with them. That's really my favorite thing in life. So, but the best, you know, I'm lucky. I grew up with a lot of very funny people in my friend group in high school, very talented artists that were very funny, creatives. And, you know, so that my kids are very funny. Both of them have unique sense of humor, a little bit different than mine, but I appreciate them. Very quick-witted, and yeah, my parents both are funny in their own way. My mom insists that she's funny. I don't know that she.
I'm funny, damn it.
She's very cinematic, I want to say. She's very dramatic kind of person, and my dad is funny though.
Yeah.
Kind of. There's like, nothing better than funny kids. Kids are like, it's kind of a bonus. Like, you're not expecting your kids to make you laugh so much. So I totally agree with you there. Let me ask you this. Is it easier for women now to work the road? Because I remember in the 90s, I always felt like, oh my God, I would not want to be a woman sharing a condo with other guy comics, because I don't want to generalize either, but some of them were just pigs. And I remember club owners saying like, well, I'm going to put you in a hotel because sometimes the guys might want to walk around and they're all together. That was a direct quote from a club owner. So they had to put, now she was probably better off in a hotel, but it's just like, what on earth is it? Has it gotten any better?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the condos are probably like pretty much gone now. I think everybody's doing Airbnbs or hotel rooms. And I think it's better in that way. Like, I don't have to worry about, although I have shared Airbnb with strange features and they've been wonderful. The men, you know, it's like they were great. But I think it is a little bit better than, I don't know what those women went through. I don't know how they did that, but, I think it's also a little scary to travel alone as a woman, just in general. You know, you have to keep your head on a swivel. And I have like my parents I check in with and people I check in with if I'm alone. And I do prefer like a hotel for safety reasons and things like that. But most of the time I'm hanging out with the comics, and I feel like comics nowadays, I feel safe around them. I don't feel, I never feel like I'm in an awkward situation. And, you know, it helps to be sober. I'm a sober person, so I'm not, you know, hanging out after and making a mess. And so that helps.
Yeah.
There is something to be said too about just like, you're done with the show. You've shaken all the hands. You've said goodnight. And then you're like, I'm going back to the hotel room. Yeah. And it's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. You're like, I'm going to bed now. This is going to be great. I can't wait. I mean,
I've got like a skincare routine now.
Yeah.
I'm in my pajamas at 11 o'clock and I'm listening to music and playing solitaire in the bed, and I'm not out doing anything. You know, maybe I'll get a Snickers bar if I'm feeling like really wild. That's where I'm at.
So who did you grow up watching, Kristen? Like, was there a moment, and a twofold question. Who was your idol when you were younger when it came to comedy? Not your family, an actual comedian. And when was that moment that you knew, I can do this?
Well, you know, my idol growing up was Lucille Ball, obviously. You know, I was home a lot, sick as a kid, you know. And so I would just watch her all day. And I think it really got in there in almost like a cable guy kind of way. And then I remember sneaking in to see Paula Poundstone at community college. Oh. I was 8 years old, and that was the first time I had seen anybody do stand up. Yeah. And I watched from the catwalk in the theater, and she was doing crowd work. And I thought she had planted those people. I didn't know how she was doing. It was so brilliant. And I mean, if you go back and watch her crowd work, it was amazing in the 80s.
Yes.
And I was just blown away by that. But as far as like me thinking when I could do it, I mean, I was a very shy person and performing was very like, I would get very nervous and shy and I wouldn't audition for things. So that was earned. This is earned. This confidence is earned over these years. But, you know, I'm still not sure if I could do it some days. So I don't know when it clicked. I don't know. I just keep doing it regardless of how I feel about it. Yeah.
Well, if you live in the Prairie du Sac area and you are act right now, you can see Kristen this Saturday at Q's Bar and River Deck in Prairie du Sac this Saturday at 8 p.m. Get your tickets before they're gone. They're almost gone. Kristen Toomey, thank you so much for being here tonight. We really appreciate you and love talking to you.
Thank you guys so much. And this is great. I can't wait to watch this all the time now. I love you.
Please.
Put it on your credits. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kristen.
All right. When we come back, a handy tip from Pete and Greg. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dom Lee in Madison. Stay tuned. Stay close. Get lucky.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach. Across the table, in a manner of speaking, is Mr. Pete Schwabe. We have Dom Lee in Madison on the ones and twos. And we're happy that you are joining us this evening. We're almost out of here, but don't go anywhere. There's still more programming ahead. Great stuff here on Civic Media. If you ever want to catch up, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Find your favorite show, like Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. You can download episodes, take them with you wherever you go. You can also download the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. And you can listen to shows, talk, you can listen to music programs, you can call, text, leave a voice note, you can participate in text to win contests, you can get your news there. It's all right there on the Civic Media app. Tons of ways to stay in touch with what's going on with our network, and we appreciate you being here. Any last comments on cold cuts? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also get us on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter to get us your cold cut thoughts on National Cold Cut Day. Pete, you said you had some more messages to talk about?
There are a couple social media responses we didn't get to. Bill says, I don't eat no meat.
Okay.
Not happy about the double negative, but he's health conscious. That's good. And then Vicky Svakina. Just put a puke
just
emoji.
Vicky is fine. I mean, oh, really? Yeah, really? Cold cuts get a puke emoji? That's
she
not.
Got a puke emoji. Listen, people feel strongly about stuff.
I guess so.
I'm not here to judge. Okay.
You look at a piece of turkey and you're like, blok? I don't understand it. I don't know.
I don't know if people think of turkey, though. That could be part of the problem because I don't typically like cold cuts, but I think of turkey, I'm like, who doesn't love a turkey sandwich?
I mean, exactly. Smoked, roasted, chicken breast, chicken loaf. No, 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 no.
Sunday?
Anything with loaf in it.
Wait, don't you like the loaf in the name?
No, I don't.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
I like meatloaf. I like meatloaf if it's made well, but I don't like, but like chicken loaf or
olive loaf.
It's funny. It's really, you know what's really funny about olive loaf?
Nothing.
Is the fact that, no, well, true. Nothing is funny about olive loaf. But you think it would be called ham loaf because ham is the majority of the product. Like when you look at, like you think, I think ham. And the pimento olives are part of it. They're almost like, I don't want to say a sweetener. So why do we call it olive loaf instead of ham loaf?
It's awful all the way around. Yeah, I have no idea.
Disgusting.
Maybe that's a deal breaker for some people.
But on top of that, though, we need another 2 hours. Okay.
To discuss the loaf.
We got
to
get a
meat. I enjoy ham. I enjoy ham. I enjoy green olives. If you put them together, I don't think you're my friend. So that's just,
Dom, are you taking notes?
I'm writing all of this down. We're going to get a meat expert in soon. So, well, I'm ready.
From Jimmy John's?
From Jimmy John's. Get your cold cuts.
he's going to have to lean off camera to take a bite of his olive loaf sandwich, not to feel the wrath of Greg.
Oh, it's olive loaf Braunschweiger on a soggy piece of rye.
That's awful.
All right. With that in mind, let's bring it down. Let's not bring it down. Let's bring it to a close with a handy tip from Pete and Greg. So we were talking about this over the live stream before, during the break, during the secret show.
Secret show.
And we were talking about presents. We were talking about puzzles, and then we started talking about buying presents. And Pete, you said that you're bad at giving gifts.
The worst.
And Dom, you said you kind of were shaking your head too. I'm thinking that maybe.
Yeah, not the best.
This is my tip. This is my tip. And it's just being aware. When someone you like or love, spouse, partner, parent, sibling, simply says something like, hey, I like this thing. Like I was in a bookstore with my wife in Madison and she saw a Great Gatsby puzzle and she just said, oh, this is really cool. I just wrote it down and took a picture and I bought it for her for Christmas. And those are my favorite presents. My wife does not require, like she's not a jewelry person. She doesn't expect a car with a bow on it. But what I like to do is I like to give her those presents where it's the thing of when she sees it, she remembers it from a months before that. And I just, and I will admit, I do take a moment like, yeah, I'm best husband ever. But those are the moments that are amazing. Like you can buy them something that's very expensive. But if you get them something they mentioned 6 months ago and you just say, yeah, you mentioned it. So I thought you should have it. That is awesome. So that's my tip. Be aware for present giving.
It shows you're paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's
great. Here's the thing. I do get my wife a car typically every Christmas.
Wow.
But I don't go for the brand new fully loaded pickup. I got her a 78 Chevette last year. And it's still a car. Wow.
Technically speaking, it is a car. You cannot get around that piece of information. It is a car. It has four wheels and a motor. And I believe once your wife said back in 1981, I'd love a 71 Chevette.
I cataloged it. See that?
Exactly.
You remember the puzzle. I remember what she said 30 years ago. And I think that's exactly. Puts me in another category. Now, I try to do my best. I'm not a very good gift getter. I typically, you know, I'm in awe of people that do, like you, like what you just said, Greg. That's impressive. Fantastic.
But everyone can do it. It's easy. It's easy. Also, here's an experiences. You can get them a gift. You can buy them a buying gift. That's fine. But if you say to them, hey, we're going to do a thing and here are three things we're going to do, those are fun too.
I like that. See, I want time. From people that I love the most, I just spend time with me. Let's hang out. Let's make a memory. I don't care. I don't want more stuff. I do not want more stuff unless it's expensive.
And I love those two tips just for gift giving and for making time and making memories. Love it. And that is the tip of the day.
All right. Nailed it.
All right. On behalf of Pete, I would like to thank Dominic. I would like to thank Tucker. I would like to thank Traffic and Engineering for all of your work. Without you, we talk into non-operational microphones. Everyone who called or texted, everyone who sent a comment on the live stream, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. Without you, there's no us. By the way, tomorrow we're talking to August Lamb. He's a writer and activist who will be talking about how to live without a computer or a smartphone in the Midwest and talking to Susan Kearns, the executive director of Milwaukee Film to chat movies and the latest news from the Milwaukee Film events and showing. So all that tomorrow, but don't go anywhere. Still more programming ahead. We'll be back with Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on Wednesday. Have a great night, folks. Stay tuned. Stay close. Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.